Okay, today's daf is daf 89, page Peites, in Maseches Menachos. We're at the very, very top of the daf. The last thing we had seen was that the Gemara said that the menorah has to be made of pure gold, and even the very top, which is getting all blackened with ash and things getting burned, also has to be made of pure gold. And the context is we're talking about the different liquid measures in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah taught there were seven liquid measures. That's a tradition we saw in the Gemara. There's hin. Hin is 12 log. There's half a hin. That's 6 log. There's a quarter of a hin. That's 4 log. There's 3 log. There's a third of a hin, 4 log. And then there is log, half a log, and a quarter of a log. A log is 6 eggs. So these were the different liquid measures. So the Mishnah says, we're at the two dots here, at the top of Peites, Amud Aleph, 89a. The Mishnah says, Chatzi log. What would they use? The measuring cup of half a log? Shemen Latoda. That's what they would use to measure out the amount of oil that was going into the Toda loaves. I know in a brisa. Rabbi Akiva says that how much oil went into which type of Toda loaves is based on verses. So, why does it say Bashemen, Bashemen, Shnei Pamim? Why does it say in regards to the Toda, the word Bashemen twice? It says in Vayikra, chapter 7, verse 12, Imal Toda Yakrivenu. Vayikra Balzevacha Toda Chalos Matzos Blulos Bashemen, Urakike Matzos Meshuchim Bashemen. He used to bring chalos of matzah, blulos bashemen, and rekikim of matzah, meshuchin bashemen. So why did it say bashemen twice? The answer is like this. If it would have only said the word bashemen once, then I would say that the Toda is like all other menachos. The log, as we're going to see a lot today, typically a mincha gets a log of oil. So if the Torah would have just said, let's say chalos, meshuchin bashemen, I would have thought that the Toda loaves get a full loaf. But actually, because of Bashem and Bashem, but now that it says the word Bashem and twice in oil, and again in oil, Havi Ribu Yacha Ribuy, so this is including, and then again including. So, in Ribu Yacha Ribuy Elamite, when you include and then again you include, ultimately you are reducing. That's the rule. An inclusion after an inclusion is a reduction. Mieto hakasav l'chatzi log. The Torah is saying that the Toda loaves only get half a log of oil. Ask the Gemara on this drasha. Ribui achar ribui. What do you mean it's an inclusion after an inclusion? Chad ribui hu. It's only one inclusion. Ella, so the way it is like this. Ilu lo namar bashemen kol ikar. If the Torah would not have said the word bashemen at all, it would have said that the mincha is loaves. I would have thought, okay, the mincha is loaves. The Toda is loaves. If the Toda is loaves, that means it's a mincha. Menachos always have a log of oil. I would have said, if it's like any other mincha, it has to have oil. It would have to have a log worth of oil. So that would have been even without any time the word bashemen. So then when it says bashemen, it's including. When it says bashemen a second time, it's including after including. Achshav shenemar bashemen, bashemen. Now that it says bashemen twice, havi ribui achar ribui. That is in fact an inclusion after another inclusion. In ribui achar ribui. So once it's included after another inclusion, it's lemait. It's to exclude. In other words, had it never said anything, it would have been a log of oil. Once it would have said bashemen, it would have said okay, more than just a log. Now that it says bashemen a second time, it's saying don't say more than a log. The opposite. Less than a log, half a log. Miato akasa, the Torah is reducing it down. Lechatzi log, that you only need a half log of oil to accompany the loaves of the Toda. The Gemara says, well, there are three types of Todas, right? There are three types of loaves, as we've learned. Three types of matzah. There's chalos, rekikin, and revucha. There's the dough that gets oil mixed in. There are the little matzahs with the oil on top. And there's revucha. I call it the donuts, where it gets both oil inside as well as fried in oil. A lot of oil. So one second, maybe this half log of oil gets divided up to the three types of chalos. So let's say you have half a log. So we said a log is six eggs. Yeah, that means your half a log is three eggs worth of oil. So let's say one egg worth of oil is going to go for the 10 chalos. One egg worth of oil goes for the 10 rakikin. And one egg worth of oil goes for the 10 revucha. So that's what we would have thought. This half log of oil gets divided equally for the three types, namely for the chalos and the rakikin and the revucha. The answer is no. Again, all rabbis speak. Since in regards to revichah, there's a special again mention of oil. It says v'solas morbechas chalos, v'lulos v'shemen, and fine flour morbechas chalos, mixed with oil. So why did it say again oil? Ein talmud lomar. Why did it have to say oil again? It's riba shemel revichah. It's to say that the revucha, the donut type little loaves of lachmei toda, get extra amounts of oil. So now let's do our final analysis. Maybe chatzi log shemen. The person who brings a carbon toda brings half a log of oil. Why half a log? Because it says bashemen bashemen twice. V'chotzeyu, and then he divides it because he has to have the revucha have more oil than the other types of loaves. Chesu l'chalas su'ul rakikin. The half a log of oil, the quarter of a log of oil, that goes half of that half. Half of that goes for chalos, and half of that goes for rakikin. The chetzi on the other quarter of a log of oil is just for the revicha. So that's according to Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's psukim. Since it says bashemen, bashemen, that tells me that it's only half a log in total. Then it, since it said again bashemen in regards to the revicha, it means that the revicha gets more of this half a log than the chalos and rakikin do. It gets half of it, and Chalos and Rakikin together get the other half. Amalur Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, ima tamar b'kol yom kulo. Even if you would go all day with Bashemen, 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 you have lots and lots of psukim, that's not the source. You might include all day Bashemen, Bashemen. Eini shomei alecha, I won't even listen to you. That's not a proof. That's not what's going on here. The fact that the carbon toda loaves get half a log of oil, and another fact that revia shemel nazir, that the loaves that accompany the il nazir get a quarter of a log of oil. Oh, guys, get ready! Tough stuff is coming. The end of Shas is one of the three hard mesechtos. The three hard mesechtos stand for oni, affliction. Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. Those are the three hard mesechtos. Maybe all the mesechtos are hard, but that's what they say are the three hard mesechtos. So we learned Yevamos, we had the charts, brothers-in-law, and we're going to get to Mesechas Nida. That's the last mesechta on Shas.
She's mother-in-law.
Mesechas Nida is a tough mesechta. One of the challenges in Mesechta Nida is to figure out charts. We're going to learn that there's something called Nida, and there's something called Zava. So a Nida is, let's take it the simplest way, the very first time a woman enters into puberty and has her period, she becomes a Nida. So the first bleeding that she had made her a Nida. 7 days after that bleeding started, she has to do one check, one internal exam to establish that the bleeding has stopped. And then that night she goes to the mikvah. However, when she comes out of the mikvah, she's now in a new period of time, 11 days, which are called the 11 days between Nida and Nida. During these 11 days, if she bleeds, she's not a Nida, she's a Zava. So if she bleeds 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava Gedola, and then she needs to have 7 clean days of 2 checks a day in order to exit the status of Zava Gedola and be able to go to the mikvah. So this idea that there are 11 days between Nida periods, not so much between Nida periods, between times when she could be a Nida, the 11 days in which blood is going to make her into a Zava, not a Nida, that is a halacha l'moshe misinai. So that's what Rabbi Elazar says back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, don't tell me psukim, don't tell me bashemen, bashemen, bashemen. That 2 times bashemen is that it's only a half log, and then a 3rd time bashemen is that the revucha, where it said the 3rd time bashemen gets more of that oil than you would think. That's not what's going on here. This is all halacha l'moshe Sinai, just like the 11 days of Nidah is halacha l'moshe Sinai, and the quarter of a log for the Nazir is halacha l'moshe Sinai. It's a tradition that Hashem gave to Moshe at Sinai. It's not based on a verse. It's an oral tradition. Okay, going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah said, what would they use the log oil, the log measuring cup for? So they said, the Mishnah said, v'log yamodeid. If someone, let's say, decided to bring a mincha of 60 esronim, he would have to bring 60 logs of oil. He'd have to use the log measuring cup 60 times. Oh. And then we had an argument with that. We had the view of... Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said, no, if you have 60 esronim, you only have one log with it. You don't have 60 lugin with it. Okay, baloga yamode. The Mishnah began by saying, using that log measuring cup, you'd use to measure for all menachos, and sometimes you would use it 60 times in a single mincha. Lezer. And then we saw an argument against that by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says a mincha only gets accompanied with a single log, not multiple lugin. Tana Rabbanu Lindin Abraisa b'metzora aniksiv. In regards to a metzora who is poor, the Torah says a phrase which leads us to learn these lessons. It says, Isaron balul, Isaron a flour, a tenth of an ephah of flour, 43 and one-fifth eggs worth of flour, balul, mixed with oil. And then it says further, vilog shemen, plus a log of oil. So it just said, Nisaron balul b'shemen, Nisaron a flour mixed with oil. And it says again, the log shemen and a log of oil. So why repeat? Why add? Explains the brisa. The fact that it said at the end, the log shemen is to tell you limud al Isaron, is to tell you a lesson that any Isaron tone log, every Isaron needs its own log. So if a person's donating 60 esronim, he has to bring with it 60 lugin. That's the view of the chachamim. However, Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they're like the view of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in our Mishnah. They say, "Afilu mincha shel shishim esronim, even if the mincha is 60 esronim, ein le'ela luga, it only gets a single log with it. It has its log." Shinema, because there's another verse. The verse says, "Lemincha for the mincha v'log shaman and a log oil." That means that the whole mincha gets a single log of oil.
So you're allowed to bring a mincha of a different size?
Yes, you can say, I want to give 60 esronim of flour, 40 esronim of flour. Yes. So now, asks the Gemara, so we have two psukim. One pasuk is the extra words, the log shemen. That would imply that every isar needs its own log. Then we have another pasuk, lemincha v'log shemen. That implies that only the whole mincha gets a log, but not that every isar within the mincha gets its own log. So now Rabbi Nechem, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Ha'isar and Balul V'log, Ha'avdule, what are they going to do with the first pasuk? Ha'ula Gufei, they'll tell you that's needed for itself. Tekam Rachman Alesi Chadisar, that Hashem is saying that a poor Mitzora, who needs to become pure, all he has to bring is a single Isar. V'idach, the other one will tell you, L'Gufei Lo Tzarech, I don't need that. V'idach, Rachman Agab Mitzora, Ashir Shosh, Karbonos, Shlosh, Esrono, since Hashem reveals by a Mitzora who's rich, he has to bring three animals. And he has to bring for each carbon. And Isaron. Hachad achad carbon. Here where it's a single carbon. Chad Isaron. He has to bring certainly one Isaron. I don't need a pasuk for that. Yidach, the other one will tell you, no, it's true. Sakhanat, the Chamina will float to say. If Hashem says he, the Mitzora who's poor, only has to bring one, well, v'chas rachman alei l'asuyah b'dalus, since Hashem has compassion on him that he can bring just one animal, emel oli by mincha klal. Maybe he doesn't have to bring a mincha at all. Hashem has compassion on him. He doesn't make it too expensive for him. And the other one will tell you, no, we never find that a Mitzora is bringing a carbon without a mincha with it. So even though he doesn't have to bring as many animals, he certainly has to bring a mincha for the animal that he has to bring. V'rabbanan. So now, okay, that explains what Rabbi Nechem and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov do with this pasuk of Yisaron Balul V'log. What about the Rabbanan? Hayla mincha v'log shemen ma'avdi. What are they going to do with the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov uses? That says for the mincha, a log oil, implying that there's one log for the entirety of the mincha. So He'll tell you that it's for the following. Hahulam is not even mincha. It's telling you if a person wants, donates a mincha, if he says, I'm giving a mincha to Hashem. Okay, if he said he's giving a mincha, at the very least, he has to give enough flour that would require a log. What is it? In Isaron, the Idach, and the other one will tell you, I learned both things from that. If the first is saying that a mincha needs a log, so that tells you that if it's a big mincha, needs a log, and if it's a small mincha, needs a log. So it's not that those are two separate lessons. Those are one lesson, basically, from this pasuk. All right. Now going back to the Mishnah. What do all the measuring cups get used for? The Mishnah said there was a measuring cup of hin, which we said that Rabbi Shimon thinks that they didn't have in the Beis HaMikdash because they didn't need it. They didn't use a hin ever. Then there's a measuring cup of half a hin. What's a hin? A hin is 12 logs. So what's half a hin?
Six
log. Then if a hin is 12 log, what's a third of a hin?
Four
log. And what's a quarter of a hin? Three log. Good. So that's what we read about on Sukkot. V'niskehem chatzi ahin yiyel apar u'shlishis ahin lo ayil u'revias ahin la'keves yayin. So that's what you would use these measuring cups. Shisha, namely the half hin that holds six log, that was to measure out how much wine and oil was needed for a par when you bring a bull. Arba'a, four log, namely a third of a hin, that's how much wine and oil you need. La'ayil, for when you bring a ram. And shlosha, and a quarter of a hin, namely three lugin, is how much wine and oil you need when you bring a keves, a sheep. So now the Gemara says, how do we know this is the case? Because the pasuk says, v'niskehem, and the things, the liquids that come along with them, chatzi ahin yelapar, half a hin is for the bull. So hin, treisa lugihavi. A hin is 12 lugin. How do we know? Because the one time that they used the hin was to make the shemen amishcha, to make the anointing oil. It says there, shemen zayis, olive oil, a hin worth. Uksiv, and it says, shemen mishchas kodesh yiyeh, Zeh li l'dor seichem. Holy anointing oil, this will be for me, for your future generations. So Zeh in gematria is, what, 7 plus 5? 12. Tracer havin. And the smallest measurement that we see in the Torah is a log. So we see that the hin is Zeh, it's 12 of the smallest. So that means that a hin is 12 lugin. And then it says that the bull gets half a hin. That means that the bull gets 6 lugin. Good morning. Then we saw Shloshu Mechzel Menorah. The Mishnah says 3.5 lugin is the amount of oil needed for the menorah, because every lamp of the menorah gets half a log. Half times 7 is 3.5. Ask the Gemara, what's the source that every lamp of the menorah gets half a log of oil? The verse says about the menorah, Me'erev ad boker, you light the menorah from evening till morning. Tein lamidasa, that means you have to put in enough oil, shetei dolekas, that it will be burning, v'holekas, and going on, me'erev, starting from the evening, ad boker, all the way till the morning. Another explanation, me'erev ad boker, from evening until morning, in l'chavo de shekshera, me'erev ad boker, there's no service which is done at night, which is kasha from evening till morning. Elazu bilva, just this, just the lighting of the menorah. Because all the other service happens by yom, happens by day. It's the lighting of the menorah that happens at night. And I saw the Hasidim explain, because lighting the menorah represents learning Torah. The Gemara says if somebody wants to become wise, he should go to the south. The way to remember it is that the menorah is in the south. So since the menorah represents Torah, and the Rambam tells us that your best learning is at night, that's why the menorah is lit at night, because that's the only service done at night. So it's lit at the beginning of the night, it goes the whole night.
Yeah, but they run out of oil. They had extra oil that they would...
That's what we saw yesterday. Yeah, if they ran out of oil in the middle, if it went out in the middle, they have to replace it all. Yeah, absolutely.
And they had to pay for it? The guy had to pay for it? Or it was like... And he brings the flour, and he needs the oil.
He didn't bring oil.
He didn't bring oil.
So he
forgot to bring the oil. So they use the oil of the house. No, is that right?
I would assume he has to pay. We saw, right? We saw before that if the non-Jews send and they don't send along what they're supposed to send, we use it from the house. Exactly.
They take one falafel from it.
The Shiaru Chachamim, the sages have estimated, they've evaluated Chatzi Log, it takes half a log of oil, Meyurtavat Safra, to burn from evening all the way till morning. How did they do this measurement? So it was done through experimentation. They knew the scientific method. You try, you fail, you try again. They knew the scientific method. So Ikadami, some say, how'd they start off? They start out with a full log. And then they saw, okay, it didn't burn through the whole thing. It only burned through half. All right, so let's try a little bit less than a full log. The next day they put in 3/4 of a log. Also didn't burn through the whole thing. The next day they put in half a log. That's how they did it. So the leftovers, they have to keep throwing out. Yikadami, others say that historically, what did they do? Mimata lamala shiaru. They measured from smaller to bigger. They started off with 1/4 of a log. Didn't work, so then they added some more. So mimata lamala shiaru, the one who says that they started off from smaller to bigger, that's how they measured till they figured out that it's a half a log to burn the whole night. That's because the Torah chasal mamonim shel Yisrael. We know that Hashem is very sensitive. He doesn't want Jews to waste money. So they were careful also not to waste. But the one who says that historically, how'd they figure out in the Beis HaMikdash, it takes half a log of oil in order to burn through the whole night? It's because in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to act rich. You have to be generous. There's no, it would be disrespectful, be insulting to act poor in a place of so much wealth. It was the Beis HaMikdash, you got to be generous. So they would start off with a whole log, and it was too much. Didn't work. There was a lot left over. They threw out the leftovers and they put in less. And they put in less. And eventually they saw, okay, the right amount is half a loaf.
It's not from the right hand. It's, you have it. Better kibul Hashemim. Why do they have to try?
No, they have the menorot. We saw that yesterday. They are a bit d'oraita.
But is it a problem if the light goes off?
Yes, and
so
they would be light.
Going from small to big seems to be problematic.
They'd have to replace it. And we do it. Okay, so we learned in the last Mishnah that the liquids that accompany the bull and the ram and the sheep are different from each other. The bull gets 3 esronim of solas, 3/10 of an ephah. Imagine the amount of dough you need to make a challah. So, to make challah. So 3 such esronim plus 6 lugin of wine and 6 lugin of oil. So that means the ratio is 1 isaron of flour for every 2 lug of oil. A ram is 2 esronim and 4 lugin of wine and oil. So again, it's the same ratio of 1 isaron of flour mixed in with 2 lugin of oil. So pretty moist. However, a sheep is only 1 isaron of flour, and not 4 lugin, but only 3 lugin of oil. So that's a whole different ratio. That's much more moist. That's got 3 lugin of oil for 1 isaron of flour versus the others that have either 4 lugin of oil for 2 esronim or 6 lugin of oil for 3 esronim. So there is a difference between them. So now the Mishnah is going to teach us about mixing together the different menachos. What happens if somebody mixes together the dough that he made for a bull with the dough that he made for a ram? That's okay, because it's the same ratio. Mm-hmm. But if you mix together the dough that he made to accompany a bull with the dough that he made to accompany a sheep, it's not the same ratio. Because for the bull, it was 6 lugin of oil for 3 esronim of flour, ratio of 1 to 2, whereas for the sheep it's 1 isaron of flour with 3 lugin of oil, it's a ratio of 1 to 3, so one is much more moist than the other. That's what the Mishnah is going to teach us. Ma'arvin nisreif parim benisrei elim. We can mix together the accompaniment of bulls with the accompaniment of rams, because both of them have the ratio of 1 isaron of flour to 2 lugin of oil. We can mix together nischei kvasim, the nischei kvasim. We can mix what accompanies sheep. Let's say you have the menachos of carbon ola and then the menachos of the carbon tamid. Well, they're both the same. They're both a sheep, and they're both going to be one Yisaron of flour with three lugan of oils. They can be mixed. However, and therefore, now turning to Pei Tes Amud Beis, we can mix together Shel Yom, Bishel, I'm sorry, Shel Yachid, Bishel Tzibor, and Shel Yom, Bishel Emesh. We can mix together what accompanies an individual's karban with what will accompany a communal karban. That was the example I just gave. One guy brought an ola, and then the nation brings its Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. And we can mix together a karban of day with a karban of yesterday. Aval, however, ein ma'ar v'nischei kivasim v'nischei parim ve'elim. We can't mix together the menachos and the liquids that are going to accompany a sheep with the menachos and liquids that accompany bulls and rams, because bulls and rams only have a ratio of one yisaron for two lugin of oil, so it's relatively dry. Whereas sheep have one yisaron with three lugin of oil, so it's relatively more moist. When you mix something which is more moist with something which is more dry, so that which is dry is going to absorb some of that which is moist. So it'll turn out that which is moist is not going to be moist enough, and that which is dry is going to be too moist. It's going to have too much liquid in it. So therefore, it's no good. Now, v'im balalan. Elu b'fnei atzam v'elu b'fnei atzam. But if he mixed separately, he made a dough for the bulls. He made a separate dough for the rams. They were made separately. And he made a separate dough for the sheep. And then v'nis'arvu, when after they were made into a dough, then the mincha of nischei kvasim, the stuff for the sheep, gets mixed with the mincha of nischei parim, gets mixed with that which is for the bulls. Then it is k'sherim b'di'evet, if after they were already made into a dough, then they were mixed together, it is kasher b'di'evet. However, but if he hasn't yet mixed it, and before he mixes them into doughs, they get mixed up together, the oils and the flours, then puzzle, then you can't use it on the mizbeach because they have different ratios of how much oil to flour each should have. Now, hakeves haba im haomer, together with the minchas haomer, there was a sheep brought. So the sheep that was brought with the minchas haomer, afal pisha minchas kfula, even though it has more than normal, it actually has two esronim, whereas a regular sheep only has one isaron of flour. Lo haya nesachav kfulim, but the liquids were not doubled. It would have two esronim and three lugin of oil with it. Okay, that is the Mishnah. So the Gemara said that this Mishnah is hard to figure out, hard to understand what's going on. Ramini, I'll challenge you. What do we say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you're allowed to mix together the nesachim that are the same ratios. What do you mean you're allowed to mix them together?
Okay.
We learn in regards to chelev, in regards to the fat, it goes into the fire, hiktiro, and he will offer it into the fire. Hiktiro, he'll offer it, not hiktir, he'll offer. He will offer it. He'll offer it. Shloy ariv chalav mechalav. That means you're not allowed to mix the fat of, let's say, this carbon with the fat of another carbon. Yeah. So how could you mix together the nesachim of this carbon with that carbon? Rabbi Yochman said what the Mishnah means is im nisarvu ka'amar. It's saying if they got mixed together, b'di'avad, as Izzy points out, if it was already done, it would be kosher. So I said, how do you read that into the Mishnah? Yachi, if that's the case, let's go on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says v'ein ma'arvin nischei kvasim v'nischei parim ve'elim. But you can't mix the nesachim of sheep with the nesachim of bulls and rams. So that means, it means b'di'evet. I feel in this arvu namilo. Even b'di'evet, you can't do it. If I'm going to say, but then it says at the end of b'di'evet, you could do it. It says, balon elu b'fnei asma, elu b'fnei atzman, if they were made into separate doughs, and then b'nisarvu, then they get mixed. Sherim, they are kosher. Mechal, so that implies the ratio. The one it said in the beginning, you can't mix the bull, what is to be with the bull, with what's supposed to be with the sheep. It's only l'chatchila kama. It's just saying, in the first instance, you shouldn't mix. But b'di'evet, if you mix, it is okay. So the Mishnah is hard to understand. Amar Abaye, Abaye explained, hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah means. Ma'ar v'nyenan, Mishnah saying, in the beginning, you could mix the liquids of bulls with the liquids of rams. That's referring to the wine. The wine of bulls, which is 6 lugin, can be mixed with the wine of rams, which is 4 lugin. When can you do it? As lechatchila, im nisarvu slatan v'shamna. If the doughs have already gotten mixed. V'yein on lechatchila lo. So the Gemara says, and if the doughs didn't get mixed, then you're not supposed to put the wines together. When do we say that you can't mix together besolos v'shemen? When you talk about the flour and oil. Aval yayin ma'arvin, but wine you could mix together. Elam Rabaya, so rather Rabaya said, it means like this. Heicha dehuktar saltan v'shamnan. If the flour and oil of the ram was already brought, and the flour and oil of the bull was already brought, then ma'arvin yayin l'chatchila. Then, as a first choice, you can mix the wine of the bull and the wine with the ram. But hey, chadulo huktar, but if the flour and oil haven't been brought, then we say like this. Im nisariv saltan v'shamnan, if the flour and oil have mixed though, then ma'arvin nami yayin. You can also mix together the wines. Im la, but if the flour and oil haven't mixed, in Marvin, you can't mix together the wines, because if you mix together the wines, Dilma Asila Ruve, Solos Veshem Lechatchila, then you might choose to mix together the flour and oil. And if you mix together the flour and oil before they were kneaded into a dough, then it would be disqualified. Then it would be disqualified. That's the way to explain the Mishnah. Okay, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Keves Habayim Omer, the sheep, right? The sheep that accompanies the Omer, even though it gets more flour than normal, it gets 2 esronim of flour, it doesn't get more oil than normal. Tan Rabbanan lived in a Braisa. The verse says, Umin Chaso, and the mincha for this sheep is Shnei Esronim, 2 esronim. That teaches you that the sheep that comes along with the Omer, Shemin Chaso Kfula, its mincha is a double amount of flour. Maybe if it's a double amount of flour, it should be a double amount of oil, of wine. As the verse says, Venisco Yayin, but in terms of how much liquid of wine it has, Revia Sahin, only a quarter of a hin, only 3 lugin. Okay, so maybe the wine's not doubled because the wine never gets mixed in with the flour. But maybe the oil should be doubled because that's mixed with the flour and the flour is doubled. Talmud Loma, that's what the verse says. Vinisko, and its liquid. That's saying, kol nisachav, whatever the liquids might be, even the liquids of oil, lo yuhu el revius, can only be a quarter of a hin, namely, can only be 3 lugin. Says the Gemara, my Talmud, how do we learn about oil here? The pasuk is talking about wine. Belazar answered, since it says vinisko yayin, we read it as vinisko yayin, but ksiv viniska, the way it's actually written is viniska, and her liquid. But Karinan Vinisko, we read it as, and his liquid. So Kate said it's saying, Niska de Mincha, this, her liquid, namely of the Mincha, because Mincha is feminine tense, Lashon Nekeva, her Nesach, her liquid, namely her oil, is Kinisko, is like the Kreev, the way it's read, like his liquid of wine, Mayayin Revius, just like the wine is a quarter of a hin, namely 3 lugin. Sheminami Rivius, so too the oil is a quarter of a hin, namely 3 lugin. Okay. There's going to be a Mishnah later, which is going to teach us that even though normally a karban chatas and karban asham does not require nesachim, does not get accompanied with wine or with oil, there is an exception to that. And that is the chatas and the asham of a mitzorah. That chatas and an asham of a mitzorah does need liquids with it. So, says the Gemara Chiddush. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, asham mitzorah. Let's say a mitzorah is bringing his asham, and shchato shelo lishmo. He slaughters it for the wrong carbon. Instead of slaughtering it as an asham mitzorah, When he slaughters it, he says, I'm slaughtering it as Ola. This is an Ola. So that's classic. First Mishnah in Zvachim. Any carbon slaughtered for the wrong carbon, the carbon still goes on the Mizbeach, but it won't work for its original owner or his vow. So now what do we do about the liquids? Ta'un Nesachim. It's going to need its liquids. Because if you're not going to bring the liquids, psalto, then you've messed it up. Because it was dedicated as an Asha Mitzora. An Asha Mitzora is supposed to have liquids with it. If you're not going to bring it with liquids, it's wrong. And you can't bring it. It's some other type of Asha. Maska from Asha Bar Gadda. So from Asha Bar Gadda challenged this law of Rabbi Yochanan. El Me'at, if this is the case, Keves Abay Ma'omer. Let's say it's the case mentioned in our Mishnah. The sheep that comes along with the Minchas HaOmer. Sheshachto shelo lishmo, and it was slaughtered for the wrong carbon. So we should also say, Tei Minchas HaKfula, you still have to bring two esronim of flour, a double Mincha. Sheyem HaTzomer, and if you're not going to do that, Psalto, then you're going to disqualify it. Similarly, Tamid Shel Shachar. Let's say there's the carbon Tamid of the morning. Sheshachto shelo lishmo, and it was slaughtered for the wrong carbon. We should require that the Kohen doing the service should have to put two logs of wood onto the fire with it. If you're not going to say that, Psalto, you've disqualified it because the Talmud is supposed to have two logs of wood with it. Talmud Shabbain Arbaim, Shishchato Shalol Shmo. A Talmud Shabbain Arbaim, the Talmud of the evening that was slaughtered for the wrong carbon. It should require two logs by two Kohanim. Shimmy Atomer can say the same logic. If you're not going to do so, Psalto, you've disqualified it. So it says, Eina Chanami. 100%. Rabbi Yochanan would say that in those cases too. Elam Rabbi, Abai explained. That's right. He said he would say it in those other cases. Just happened to mention one example. But it's a true rule.
So it's kind of disqualified anyway.
It's not disqualified. It still goes on the Mizbeach. But it doesn't work for the owner. He has to bring another one.
So he has to bring all the wine. He has to bring all the things.
And then do it again. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, Bishlam Hanach. No, maybe there's a difference. Those other things that we mentioned, olos ninu, those are karbanos ola. So once it was done shelo lishma, once it was done not for the tamid, ilo chazul olas chova, they can't work as the obligation. So now they revert into olas nedava, into a donation. And olas nedava doesn't need logs of wood to be put into the fire with it. Elahacha, but over here in regards to the asham of mitzora, ilo muklus leba milse, if you're not going to leave it with some of the aspects of Asham Mitzora. So what is it going to be? Asham Nidava? A donated Asham? There is no such thing as a donated Asham. So even though it was done Shalom Lishma, it still needs the accompaniment of an Asham Mitzora. Because Asham Nidava Mi'ikas, there's such a thing as a donated Asham. Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in a Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, in fact. It says it explicitly. Asham Mitzora Shishchata Shalom Lishma. And Asham Mitzora slaughtered for the wrong carbon. Or if he didn't put from the blood of that Asham on the thumbs of the Mitzora. So now it's not a good Asham Mitzora. Still, Arezol Gabi Mizbeach. It still will go on to the Mizbeach. V'ton Esachim. And it will still need the accompaniments of liquids. V'tzarech Asham Acher La'atiro. And you'll have to bring another Asham to fulfill your obligation to become pure and permitted to eat kachin.